This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I don't even think it's like Browns optimism. I think it's pushback on like the realism that the Browns could be a 6-win team is. Well, it's the NFL. You never really know.
I hate that too. Because people are falling back on that. Like, well, I mean, they got to play the games and NFL, as if the league didn't go 72% chalk last year. So we add him to the list, right? We have Danny Cannell in the 9-win department. We have Coach Riz, who's joining us in 15 minutes in the 9-win department. And now we have Greco. We're building up a little army of 9-win Browns enthusiasts.
I continue to come back to,
they don't have much of a fight in this battle, but it's a little bit of an army.
Listen, I think last year, I think it was meaningful that you set playoffs as the goal, if not playoffs and more, given all the changes you had made. It was year three of the Deshaun thing. It was, you know what, or get off the pot, right? And there were no consequences when you got that wrong. Because a lot of people could just look around and go, well, it's Deshaun, it's not anybody's fault, right?
And they did that.
You don't get two of those in a row in the NFL, and I don't think it is fair to the guys in that locker room or fair to Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry to look at this and go, I expect you to be a playoff team or that competitive this year. If they end up there, awesome. Like, cool. Nobody saw that coming. I think we should stick to nobody sees that coming, informing our expectations more than anything.
All right, but let's amuse the power three.
Is that what we're calling it now? The unholy trio.
I felt like big three, but then I thought they might form a basketball league at the end of it, and I was like, I don't know that we need to go down that
if
road.
If Ice Cube is involved, I'll watch it. Ooh.
Will you, though?
Ice-T is involved.
More people are watching a cup of Ice-T than are watching Ice Cube in the big three right now.
I mean, did you see that War of the Worlds movie that came out like a month ago? Breezing right past that?
No, I didn't.
I
can't get over how you just said War of the
War
Worlds.
War of the Worlds?
I get it. I had my boo-boo earlier, and I.
It's fine.
We
all have them.
It's fine. It's life.
But
I'm sensing a little tension between you two.
It's been reviewed as one of the worst movies of all time.
But yeah, because it didn't involve the Big Three Basketball League. Now, this being said,
hey, if only they'd signed Caitlin Clark, guys, it would have been much different. What road are we building to where the big three, the power three, are actually right here?
Joe Flacco starts 17 games. It's the best defense in the NFL. And Joe throws at least 30 touchdowns and 18 picks or less.
Okay, so you basically gave out his previous 17-game stat line. If he mirrors that, where he had, 33 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, 4,300 yards?
We might have to go 36 touchdowns to 18 interceptions. It needs to be at least 2-1.
I think Mahomes only had like 26 touchdowns last year. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to throw 36 in order to win us over.
Yeah, but he's got the whole previous Super Bowls and recent years thing. I think Joe has to be tremendous.
Okay.
To stick for 17 games.
So 9 wins is just all on the shoulders of Joe Flacco, essentially.
I don't think that's no, because I think you have to have a great run game. Right? Independent of whoever the running back is, I think you have to have a great run game, which takes the pressure off Joe, so
offensive
he doesn't have to
line
try.
Probably needs to not fall completely apart the way it has in the past 2 years.
Right.
Okay.
So like
maybe that's what these people are going for, right? Is the idea that just everything clicks. I tend to maintain there's a lot of ifs attached to that, but if everything goes right, then okay, 9 wins.
It's just funny because I think you said something similar to this, and I saw a few people say this on social media after the Andrew Berry, Jimmy Haslam at Ohio State, of like, oh, they're not even trying to hide what the season is. It's like, I actually think that's okay. And again, like, the Browns are not trying to tank. And let's just be clear. Like, when you see these guys, they're in the hunt for the quarterback in 2026. They're not punting on this season. They're also not putting any more, like, extra resources into this season than needs be. They've got a lot of guaranteed money on that roster this year. They've got a lot of veterans on that roster. This isn't tanking. But there is some ownership of, hey, we could be good, we could be less than good, we could be okay, whatever, but this is who we're going to be, and this is what we're trying to accomplish over the next 18 months. I don't think that's the same thing as setting sail and this season's going to suck and everybody go home because this doesn't matter.
No, but the way you described it does make it sound like you think it's almost like there's the hay's in the barn.
No, not at all. I do think, I guarantee you, there are players in that locker room that think they can win 9 games.
If they start off hot, will they add to this team, or do you feel like they'll just stay pat?
I think they'll stay pat. But again, very few teams actually add players at the deadline of consequence. Like, that's not going to be the sign that they're successful.
Let me put it this way. If they start off hot, will they sell like they did last year when they sold off Amari Cooper and then Za'Darius Smith?
No, if they start hot, they won't sell.
If they start off hot, we can guarantee that everyone in this offensive line, especially with the expiring contracts, Wyatt Teller, Joe Bitonio, they'll still be on this team?
I don't know guarantee, but yeah, I would be really surprised if they were winning and they traded good players.
Yeah, I would too. And so that's why, like, if anyone's trying to say that they're already cooked on 2025, if they were cooked in 2025, then if they started off hot, they would still be selling off those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They'd still be having those conversations. What can we get for a Joel Bitonio? What can we get? Maybe not Joel because he's been here forever and wants to retire as a Brown, but what can we get for Wyatt Teller?
And here's the other thing. I don't think the organization admitting, hey, we got to find a franchise quarterback, I think they're just not lying to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And I do think, like, sometimes there's been organizational spin with these guys specifically that has made me roll my eyes, that doesn't feel authentic, that begs the question, what are you watching? Because it ain't the same thing I'm watching. Or because, again, you can't really lie to Browns fans when it comes to what you're going to see on the field, right? And they did that with Deshaun. They did a lot of, hey, nothing to see here. I mean,
they're still doing it. They're still doing it. A week ago, they said that they went on the whole three of them went and saw Deshaun practice and thought he looked great.
Yeah,
they're still doing it.
Well, okay, but in terms of this season, they're not doing that. They're not saying, we think we're a Super Bowl contender. They're not saying, we think we're a playoff contender. And I think that's like, I'm more comfortable with a team being honest about where they are, which is not the same thing as saying they're going to suck. They've never said that. You might infer that from their offseason acquisitions or lack thereof. You might infer that from the Travis Hunter trade down. But they've never, there's no move that they've done that hints to tanking or anything like that.
No, I just think last year was their realization that they were way off on the expectations of that team. And then this year and moving forward is the understanding that Rome wasn't built in a day.
I mean, I think last year was the death knell to.
I mean, they really thought they could do something last year.
No, they did.
That's where they made the mistake.
The year before that too. This is an organization that more or less has been all in. Damn near every year they've been together and constructed with some level of. I mean, even the Deshaun trade was an all in kind of move in and of itself. They're just not doing that this year. That doesn't mean they don't believe in the guys in the locker room. It doesn't mean they feel fated to have a top three pick. I feel they're fated to have a top three pick. It's an incredibly balanced league, and having some talent, especially if it's old and injury prone, that's not where you want to be. But that's my view on it. I don't think that's where they are. And I do think the pendulum has, we're talking about expectations. I think the pendulum has swung to where there's two wide gulfs here. There's a wide gulf here between two extremes of they're going to be absolutely awful in their tanking, which they aren't, or they're going to be so much better than expected and they're going to be a 9 or 10 win team and you'll all look like fools, which I don't believe to be true either. Like, I think the margins between where Ken's at with 6 wins or where Fant is at with 6 wins and where I'm at 3, 4, 5 wins, that's appropriate. That's where we should be focused. And then if anything outside of 4 to 6 wins happens,
yeah,
all right, what changed? What was the thing that went right or incredibly wrong this year that led you there?
I mean, to get below 3 wins is going to have to be incredibly, incredibly wrong. But yeah, there's some things out there that can go really right. I still even think, I mean, it's going to be Flacco is the answer. If everything goes really, really right with Joe, and he's able to finish the first season since 2017, the full season, then maybe you're in a better spot than I think you are. I just don't know where you're getting the wins from.
By the way, just to what you said, the Browns, if they are a 4 or 5 win team on paper going into the season, they're a hell of a lot closer to a 2-win team than they are a 7-win team, yeah?
Yeah,
because you said it's hard to see how it would go. I would just
I just say it has to go. It has to go in the same way. It has to go really, really right. I do think it has to go really, really wrong if you're a 3 or 4 win team to even end up with 1 or 2 wins.
216-474-0092. Where are you setting your expectations for this Browns season, with respect to John Greco? With respect to people on the absolute extremes on this, I think they're somewhere in the middle. And if they don't land 4, 5, 6 wins, there's going to be a Y attached that changes that conversation. Lance Reisland coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.